Okay, I will call the meeting to order. This is the February 27th meeting of the Genoa Township Board of Zoning Appeals, and it is 7 p.m., and we will start with the reading of the minutes from our December meeting. There was no January meeting. So take a moment to look over those, and then we will...
I didn't get any.
Then we will entertain a motion
to approve.
Did you get everything out of your box?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, you know what I think those are.
Do you have a copy? I get an extra if somebody... Anyone need it? I get an extra.
I actually read mine last time. Got it? Oh, you got it? Okay.
Make a motion to approve.
Okay. Dorothy has made a motion to approve. Do I hear a second?
I'll second it.
Okay. And any revisions, discussions, anything of note? If no, there's no discussion, then we will. I'm sorry?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Page one, it says exhibits A through D, and it identifies A through E.
Where does it say that? A through E.
I thought, let's see.
It should be E, should it?
Oh,
okay. This should be an E.
Yeah.
There.
Okay. So it's, oh, it's not D. Okay, gotcha. All right. So it should be E. Because as I recall, he did bring in at least one exhibit. So, okay. So it is A through E. Anything else? Thank you, by the way. Okay. Then I will call the roll. Mr. Boone.
Yes.
Ms. Driscoll.
Yes.
Ms. Smith.
Yes.
Ms. Yu.
Yes.
Chair votes yes. Okay. Meeting minutes have been approved. I do want to, before we go into the public hearing, I do want to make a comment that, as you all probably saw in the email, that Sarah Walsh, one of our board members, resigned in the last couple weeks. And I personally, and on behalf of the board, want to thank her for her service and appreciate the job that she did for us. So I wish her well. And on that note, at 7:04, we will open the meeting. And all those that wish to testify in this matter, please stand and to be sworn in. Oh, come on, we don't charge extra.
If you think you've got a comment.
You got to do it now.
I've seen this happen before, and then I have to swear everybody in again. All right. Raise your right hand. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Thank you. Be seated, and we'll read the application into the record. Christopher A. and Jamie L. Oh, and I'm going to absolutely batter this name. Schwarzenkamp, requesting a variance from Section 2002.03 of the Genoa Township zoning resolution to allow a 36-inch and a 48-inch high fence between the street right-of-way and the building setback line to be located on parcel 317-130-02-018-000, 7822 Big Walnut Road, Westerville, Ohio, 43082, zoned residential, suburban residential, SR, and this is BZA case 20018-01, and we have exhibits A through D, and we'll start with the staff report.
Thanks, Mark. So the property in question tonight with the variance request is located at 7822 Big Walnut Road. It is in a suburban residential zoning district, and the parcel is approximately 3.4 acres. The house that's located there is circa 1900s. It's non-compliant, legally non-compliant to its setbacks. It's been there for a very, very long time. The reason the request for the variance is they want to install fencing, and the zoning resolution only allows a 30-inch high fence between the building setback line and the road right-of-way. And in this case, the house is well in front of the building setback line, which would be 50 feet from the right-of-way. That's how we got here. The application was sent out to the police, fire, and maintenance department. Police and fire did not have any comments, and the Bob Matthews from our buildings and grounds and roads superintendent did say that he did not have any issues with site problems, since the house and the fence would be closer to the road, as long as it wasn't any closer to the, like, the barn on the Big Walnut Road side. And he didn't have any issues with the location of the fence, proposed location of the fence on Tussock either. We had, did our standard sign notification, the legal notice was sent out to all the adjacent residents and also was published in the Delaware County Gazette. If you have any questions, I can try to answer those.
Was that road expanded since that house was built? I assume it was.
I think the road was probably, I've seen pictures, it was a dirt road.
Yeah.
And the house was there, so I'm
sure.
The
road got bigger, so it got closer.
Because I think it's my understanding that it's one of the older houses in the township, if not one of the oldest, if I'm not mistaken.
So the road
grew. So, right. So, I yeah. Okay. Thank you, Susan. Anyone else? Any questions? Okay, we'll hear from the applicant. You can either stand at the podium or sit over at the table, either one. Present your application. We'll make that part easy for you anyway.
I'm Chris Schwanekamp. This is my wife, Jamie. We're looking to put the 36-inch fence in so we can let the dogs out, basically, the front door, and protect them from the road. And as an extension to that, a 48-inch fence around the rest of the property for the dogs as well. They can just come out and roam around with us. And we hope to have some other animals in the future too. Maybe some goats. I think she has eyes for a horse. So that's the purpose of the larger fence. That's our summary.
So the green on your sketch that you provided us, the green is the 48-inch fence.
Right.
Correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And it's gonna meet on the tussock side, it's gonna meet at the end of the house.
Yes.
Okay.
What's it meeting with? What's this one?
Oh, well.
What's it meeting with?
The back
well,
corner.
That, you're, she's talking about the Big Walnut side over here.
Yeah. There we go.
Here,
what's
like
that?
Like right there.
Yeah, that's the barn. We have a large barn out there.
Yeah,
okay.
I drove by it. I stopped to look at it. I'm
okay.
Kind of confused right now.
So the barn is here. The house is here. The fence is going to meet at the house here. And then is this? And then this is the orange. Is that? Yeah, orange is orange. Where the is the 36-inch fence.
Orange is the driveway.
Oh, that's driveway. Okay, gotcha. And then where's the 36-inch fence? That,
yeah. It's in the front.
Yeah. Oh, it's in the front. Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
And then is that area around the back? That all
here. Okay. Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah.
And then were you going to build that smaller square area that's off of the barn? Are you going to do that now?
Yeah, I think we okay. probably will at some point.
Yeah, what is that?
The green square?
The this one?
Yeah.
Yeah, here. In fact, you know, if you want, maybe you should use
be pointing.
We can just point to. I don't think this
explain what they all are.
Yeah, just kind of give us
an overview.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, that's true. Yeah.
So the 48-inch fence surrounds the property from the corner of the barn here all the way around to the house. Out front, just off the house, is a 36-inch fence going here and then around our grassy area. This area here is dry. So this is the fence. I think it's yellow. The projector's not duplicating the color very well. And then around here as well. So the area in question really is this 36-inch fence and this section of 48-inch fence along the big one.
Okay, and Susan, is that within the easement, or is it closer to the road than the code provides?
It's within the building setback because okay. a lot of the house is within the
yeah,
building
yeah,
so
setback.
How far is approximately where would the setback be?
I believe 50 feet is right about here on the house.
Okay.
Yeah, so it would be probably halfway through your house off of Tussock, and then about halfway through the house on off of Big Walnut.
Yeah.
Okay. Which is not uncommon for that age property.
Well, and the fact that the roads grew.
Right. They didn't contemplate in 19. When was it built? 1900?
The family sold us 1883 is when it was built.
Oh, okay.
1885 is when the house was built on it.
I can't hear you at all.
The family told us it was bought in 1883, and then the house was built in 1885.
Oh, I see. The property's 83, and then, yeah. Gotcha. Okay. I know it's been there a while. Okay. Anything else? All right, then let's hear from members of the public that are here that wish to speak. Come up to the microphone, introduce yourself with your name and address, and let's hear from you. Come on up.
Hi, good evening. My name is Belinda Reed. I live at 4949 Pine Haven Drive, which is just to the east on Big Walnut of this property. We've lived in the township since 2001. I think I'm on my fifth term on the Police Advisory Committee. My husband and I are very busy in this township. First time, though, I've addressed this group. I'm usually at the Zoning Commission, speaking against high-density zoning and development. And the reason I'm here tonight is my husband and I pass this property probably 4, 6, 8 times a day. No kidding. And from the time that they bought it, we were concerned that it was going to be raised and some developer was going to come in and shoehorn, 30 patio homes on this piece of property. So we were very thrilled to see that this very historic, original property of the township wasn't just being restored, but being restored rather beautifully. We drive by many times and see these two, first time we've met this evening, in the mud and the snow and up to here in holes, and we say a lot of prayers for you. God bless you. So I'm just here tonight to say I think this is fabulous that we have somebody in the township that has purchased, which a lot of us would consider a money pit, a little scary, and are doing this renovation and just want to have their dogs out and take care of their property. So although we're not contiguous to their property, my husband and I certainly are in full support of this plan and of their fencing. Thank you.
Great. Thanks. Thank you.
Okay. Next, second row, gentlemen. Oh, okay, gentlemen in the back. Name and address, please.
Mark Stelzer, 7731 Big Walnut Road. Been a resident on our 34th year up here. I commend you guys for the wonderful job you've done with the restoration. We don't have a problem with the fencing per se. We have concerns, but maybe the police and fire address that. Concerns about the fence, the 36-inch fence out front. Concerns about sight lines. That intersection is bad. There's been cars run into that house on accidents. I don't think that fence is going to stop that. But maybe if it was instead of 36, I think you said 30 inch is what's allowed. Maybe that would be better as far as sight lines go. I did have a question regarding the fence light up there now.
Put the other one back up.
The fence, the 4-foot fence. This is just from my knowledge. The smaller 4-foot area fence that comes off the barn, is that specifically for?
That?
Yeah. What's that? What's the plan for that?
Is
that
like
a small?
Miniature.
Okay. Really, that's our biggest concern is just the sightline thing.
We thought maybe. Do I get to respond?
Yeah.
Okay,
absolutely.
We thought this may be an issue, and I saw in the document Susan sent that the maintenance gentleman didn't have an issue with sightlines, but I prepared something to illustrate what it will be like that wasn't included in the original documentation because I just did this. And the fence won't come out any further than the barn, and it's, we could build a 40-foot fence there, and it wouldn't impede the sight lines on that corner. So hopefully that alleviates your concern in that area.
Okay, yeah, that's a good illustration.
And you can, if you want one, you can, because she's looking like she wants to see it.
Yeah.
Can we?
All right, thank you.
Mark, this is what you guys, so you've seen this looks like it's see-through, it's not a barricade fence by any means.
Yeah.
This is what you're proposing.
Yeah.
Okay. Just want to make sure we all are saying the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay, anyone else?
2 seconds.
Anyone? Come on back. Just introduce yourself again.
Oh, Belinda Reed, 4949 Pine Haven.
Because we're recorded and
yes,
we get around.
Yes, I understand, yes.
If you're on one of the boards, you should know.
One of the pluses that my husband and I saw with the fence, period, whatever type of fence it is or the height of the fence or whether it's opaque, or is over the years, the near misses that we've encountered there, including my husband, unfortunately, kind of hitting a bicyclist that turned in front of us, was this property seems to be a magnet currently for people that are lost, confused, have changed their mind to make U-turns.
Really?
And they pause before the intersection and think they can just pull over at the last minute, make a U-turn. That's where we've seen most of the issues. Not the intersection itself. Not for the people that stop on Tussock on either direction and the people that continue onward on Big Walnut, but for the people that see this as an access to sort of slow down and turn around and do various maneuvers. And that's where we've had issues, when people do that ahead of us. So I think any type of fence would be a help in shutting down sort of that access for people to do their sort of maneuvers.
All right, sir, I think you had a comment. Now I'm going to start picking people.
I'm Dan Hicks. I live at 7920 Big Walnut Road. I'm the closest neighbor on Big Walnut. And we watched them through the internet, improvements they've done. I knew Frank quite well. I think he'd be quite happy with things. Probably not like it, but he'd be happy. Frank was kind of in his own way. But I talked to Christopher about where the fence is going and what it was. Just want to let you know I support what they're doing. I'm sure it'll be attractive, whatever they put in. So that's it.
Great. Thank you. Appreciate that. Anyone else? Okay. This is your last chance. Anybody? Okay. That's it. All right. For the applicant, I do have a question or two. The fence you want to put in is vinyl, is that correct? Or is it wood?
What material?
Oh, it's wood.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Because it looked like the shorter one, at least, was a vinyl or Terra-Trex or...
They both be wood and I think painted white.
Okay.
Whatever the designer chooses.
Ah. Okay.
It's going to be identical to this?
Yeah.
Same style.
Something
painted.
Blends in.
Okay. See, I think you're a little closer to the street than this portrays. Because I drive up Tussock pretty regularly, like I did tonight coming up here, because I live back towards high school. And I think you're a little closer to the street, and I'm trying to get a handle on what it looks like if there's a fence there. Because I have a small car. I don't have an SUV or a truck anymore. And I'm trying to get a handle on if it's going to be a right-of-way issue, because as you guys know, because you live on the corner, and as most people in the room know, Tussock isn't really the problem. It's Big Walnut. Mm-hmm. Those people, it says 45, and I think that's just a suggestion. Because people are flying down there 55, 60 pretty regularly, and I know they patrol that, but you can only do so much of that, too. And anybody else on the board have a comment on that? I'm kind of thinking out loud. Bob Matthews did not have a problem with the line of sight, is that correct?
I spoke to him in person and then
your comment, yes.
And he said as long as it was not closer to Big Walnut than the existing barn on Big Walnut, he did not have any issues with sight.
So what's the width between the house and how far out from the house would that fence come?
Right here, house to fence is 12 feet.
Okay.
What I've measured.
So you're going to come out 12 feet, and then you're going to come across, 40?
It comes right over to the corner of this barn.
Right.
So however far over to the end of the lawn here.
Okay.
Well, it looks like you're putting in a gate there, right?
You're going to have a gate for your driveway, I would assume.
Between the barn and the driveway.
Did you put that on the van?
Eventually.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I got you.
And what kind of dogs are we keeping in? So when I... What kind?
Schnoodle and a Shih Tzu. Not really farm dogs.
Those are.
But we're not allergic to them, so...
Okay.
So do you use the driveway from Tussock Street Road?
No. Okay.
Just strangers do.
Not currently.
I've seen that down there, and I'm like, they couldn't possibly use that.
Is that driveway going to be gated
here?
Or are you just going to close it off?
We're going to cut over. We hope to put a drive through here to connect, because it's not connected now.
Now, aren't you tearing down your garage?
We do want to take this little guy out and attach a garage here, yes.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's what I remember, yeah.
Okay.
So your new garage will be attached to the house?
Yeah.
That'll be good, yeah.
Yeah. All the garages we have right now, our cars don't fit in any.
Yeah, but the most important thing is you can get into your house without going outside.
Yeah, that's true.
Absolutely.
And I think back to your concern about the depiction there.
Uh-huh.
And I wasn't trying to, do any optical illusion.
Oh, no.
That's as accurate as I can make it.
No.
The property lines here are very strange. So we're dealing with this line here as our basing everything off of.
Okay.
But this is the road of here, of course, and from road to fence will be 40 feet.
That what it
it's
is?
Quite a way.
Okay.
But we have to go off of this line for our 50 foot.
Gotcha.
The property lines are a little strange and affecting this as well.
But your fence line, correct me if I'm wrong, your fence line is going to actually be behind that yellow line because you're going to the corner of the barn, correct?
Yep.
Yeah. And that distance is
that,
another
five. That shadow in that picture is a little deceiving, I think.
But that's probably, what, another 5-6 feet? This, the yellow line to the corner of the barn.
Oh, right over here?
Yeah, you're probably right around there.
I don't know what the number is. I think the survey said maybe 9 feet.
So what I'm saying is the fence
is going
to right, and that's why I say that shadow makes it visually kind of deceiving. Of that photo there, you can't get a clear look at what that root there. That helps. Okay, with that shadow. But anyway, okay. All right.
So my only question is how you guys decided where the fence went. Was it just to maximize the use of the actual building that were already there to not have to fence? Because you guys are buying an awful lot of fence. That's going to be an awful lot of fence. But how did you select what the fence in?
In terms of maybe the larger fence surrounding the property?
Yeah, or just all of it. How did you decide? What was the thought process?
I think it's kind of just being put on paper right now. We haven't had anyone out to actually walk the property with us. We want to use the whole property and be able to go out there and just, you know, run around, let whatever creature go inside there and utilize the whole space. The little fence in front of the house, we were thinking it can't impede sight lines and we have the property line issues, so that's maxed as far as we could put it. But the other one, maximizing the whole property.
So I asked because we have to go through a little test here soon, and so one of the questions is, can your predicament with your fencing be feasibly obviated in another way? So I would say the answer is yes, it could be, but then you wouldn't be able to enjoy all of your land.
Mm-hmm. When did you buy this property?
You said when?
When did you buy it?
We officially bought it December 31st, 2017.
That's what I thought, real recently.
We were in it's a long story about a lease agreement with the other owner while we renovated because of the condition of the property, but we started on it. May of 2016.
Are you occupying it now?
Yeah, we moved in December 11th.
Okay, because I think you did a lot of work to it before you moved in. It looked like there was quite a bit of work going on.
So it's a good thing you own it now.
It's nice that everybody knows your property.
I don't know.
I don't know if that's a good thing or not. Okay. All right, anybody else? Teresa? Okay. Somebody...
I am working on it.
Okay. All right. We'll take a breath. Okay.
I breathe through it.
Okay. I do believe I'm... Do you have another question?
No. I'm going to tell the applicant what's going on. We're going to go through the criteria that Sabella's talking about, and then we'll go into discussion, and then we'll vote on that application, just to let you know what the process is. So we may or may not come back to you with questions, but we pretty much will, like I said, after she goes through the criteria, then we'll go into our discussion. So, okay.
Okay. So as we mentioned, there's a little test that we have to do called Duncan versus Middlefield. So we're going to go through that, and then I guess we're going to go through it again. So in regards to the variance requested from section 2002.03 to allow for a 36-inch and a 48-inch fence to be installed between the street right-of-way and building setback line in the suburban residential SR zoning district as follows. We have to discuss, would the property in question yield a reasonable return, and can there be a beneficial use of the property without the variance? I do believe, and we can discuss this, that they could, with a smaller part of the yard fenced in, they would still have a reasonable return on their property. Is the variance substantial? I would say yes, that it is, because it's 20% more than the 30 inches, which would be allowed, and 60% more if they're doing the 48-inch fence on those portions of their yard. So to me, I would argue that is substantial. The essential character of the neighborhood would not be substantially altered, and the adjoining properties would not suffer a substantial detriment as a result of the variance. I would argue that, in fact, the neighbors seem to be in support of this for a number of reasons, for safety, and that it's going to look good. And that also there's so many different types of property in the neighborhood, and this house is so much older than the other ones that it's not going to change the character of the neighborhood to do this. Variance would not adversely affect the delivery of governmental services. In fact, Mr. Matthews and the chief have no concerns as it's currently proposed. The property owner did purchase the property with the knowledge of the zoning restriction. It's old and legally non-conforming as per Susan Dorsch. The property owner's predicament can be feasibly obviated through a method other than the variance, and we discussed that they could move the fences in from the property lines, but then it would not be the maximum usage of their property to do that. The spirit and intent behind the zoning requirement would be observed in substantial justice, I would argue, would be done by granting this variance.
Okay. All right. Going to discussion.
Yes, sir. Move first.
I'm sorry? Oh, I thought you had a comment.
No.
I think that, and I, if I'm not mistaken, on the Tussock side, I don't think you can really move a fence in closer from the road than it is, because as I recall, there's a pretty significant drop-off, especially up by the house there.
Mm-hmm, there is.
And so because of that, I'm not sure, and there is a utility issue, which I agree with, in that this gives him full utility, it gives them full utility of their property as opposed to complying with the zoning code, which would not. I don't think it changes. This is an atypical non-conforming property. I don't mm-hmm. think that anybody would argue that it was not. And I think that this property for me is exactly why we're here, because it's atypical, it's non-conforming, it's a unique property, a unique situation. Granting this variance really gives them full utility of their property, which if we don't, they aren't going to have. And so that's my two cents worth. So if anybody else has a comment. Dave, Dorothy, nobody? Lisa? Okay.
I think we've covered it all.
I didn't mean to be like a blanket and cover everything.
You can.
Summarized it.
Well, I mean, I think you just you have to look at the situation. And like I said, I've been on the board long enough that this really is why we're here. Mm-hmm. They're not coming in asking for it. Well, we want to build a fence. Well, why do you want to build it? Well, because I want to build a fence. I think this really gives them utility of their property, and it's a utility issue.
And it is unique, and it does drop off.
It sure does.
I've gone up and looked at it.
Yeah, it is unique. Mm-hmm. I've driven by it
a
lot over the last almost 19 years.
So well, I made a special point.
Okay. Are you there yet, Ms. Smith?
Close.
Okay. Take a moment and
breathe again?
Yes. Take a moment. We'll breathe. I can give you some good racing stories, or I can give you some good car stories. Or we can just wait. Well, we'll get you back up here next one.
All right. So I guess I'll make a motion to incorporate exhibits A through E.
This one's through D.
Well, but we got their
drawing. Oh, we got the additional one. I'm sorry.
To approve a variance from section 2002.03 of the Genoa Township Zoning Resolution for BZA case 2018-01, application received February 2nd, 2018, to allow for a 36-inch and a 48-inch high fence to be installed between the street right-of-way and the building setback line on the property known as parcel number 317-130-02-018-000, located at 7822 Big Walnut Road, Westerville, Ohio, 43082, Zone Suburban Residential, SR. This motion is based on the following findings of fact. The property will yield a reasonable return with the fences. The variance is substantial at 20% on the 30-inch fence, at 60% on the 48-inch fence. The character of the neighborhood won't be altered by the addition of the fencing. There's evidence that this won't be adversely affecting government services as proposed, based on Chief Gamble and Mr. Matthews' assessment of the situation. The property is atypical and legally non-conforming, even if they knew of the zoning restriction when they purchased it. This could feasibly be obviated through the use of fences closer in from the lot lines, but that would limit the usage and they would not be able to have maximum enjoyment of their property. And lastly, the spirit and intent behind the zoning requirement will be observed and substantial justice will be served by granting the variance. In fact, folks who came to speak spoke on their behalf and supported adding this fence.
Second.
Okay, thank you, Teresa. Okay, any further discussion? No? Then we will call the roll. Mr. Boone?
Yes.
Ms. Driscoll?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Yu?
Yes.
Chairman votes yes. Motion is carried, and work with Susan to for issuance of your permit. Thank you guys for coming out. And thank you all for coming out,
thank
too.
You.
We don't normally get this kind of a crowd out here. That's right, and usually not to support
not
the
so
application.
Positive.
So it's another day in Genoa Township. They're all different. So thank you, and we'll adjourn the meeting at 7:38. Yeah, the hearing, excuse me, 7:38. And we have... Oh, do you want to do this, Susan, or yeah. All right, we do have one other additional item on the agenda.
She's giving the motions.
Oh, there's two? Okay. Right, we have two additional items on the agenda.
We need to have them go.
You could have used the
gas. Yeah, I know.
I'm sorry.
And I wanted to see the
okay.
We're still in my
right. We're still in session.
Tell everybody I said hi. Bye-bye. Bye. Bye. Everybody here. Bye.
Okay.
My heart.
Susan Dorich, you have two items, I understand. I see one, and I can do that one, or you can. Doesn't matter to me.
Up to you.
Well, here, since I'm already up. That our April meeting, unless we get a significant number of applications, where we would be here an extended period of time, we're going to have someone from the Delaware County Prosecutor's Office that's going to give us some training. I got some materials that was passed to me from Frank a couple weeks ago. And it was geared more towards me than for you guys, but it was how to conduct a meeting for the Zoning Appeals Board. I don't know if you guys got that or not.
Maybe I did.
Oh, okay. And along with that, because I can't remember, and maybe you can, Sibel, you've been here longer than I have. I can't remember ever having anybody come in from the prosecutor's office and give us any kind of guidance or training on how to conduct a meeting, what we should be doing. And so we'll be doing that, whether or not we have an application on the 26th, I think, of April?
24th.
We'll still be meeting regardless of whether or not we have an application.
If you get a couple applications, then we would postpone the training to another date.
We'll push it out to May or June.
But if you don't have any applications, then Mark said, we'll still have the meeting, and hopefully it won't last longer than an hour.
Yeah, that would be my hope.
Just to go through like roles of the board and everybody can benefit from that.
I agree.
Those are great.
So we've gone to trainings before, but not, they haven't brought them here during like our
That's
time.
Right. Yeah.
Like Chris every other here. Year, the prosecutor's office has training that you can go to, but I don't believe that we've ever had them come here to do, and specifically just for the BZA, and then they'll come at another time just specifically for the zoning commission.
Wonderful.
Full disclosure, I will not be here for the April meeting for sure. So, do we have a backup person? Do we have a sub in?
We probably will by then. I guess we'll deal with it when we deal with it.
Because I already know I'll be out of
state. Okay.
But as long as Mark's back, we'll be okay.
Okay.
And you said that's for April.
For April.
So you would miss the training.
If that's what we end up doing.
And then there's a... So everybody's okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a scheduling conflict for the hall for the June 26th meeting. So we had a couple dates that we wanted to see.
I thought we were just going to move to your house.
Sure, why not? Okay. So, here, I can already eliminate anything between the 9th and the 8th and the about 20th for me.
So it would the dates that we had were June 21st.
I'm out then.
June 27th and June 28th.
What day is the 27th of June?
It's a Wednesday.
Is that a Wednesday? I'm perfectly fine with doing it on the 27th.
I am too. The earlier week, I'm in San Antonio for the Torch Convention, so the 21st. So the 27th.
Dave, are you okay on the 27th?
I think so.
Yes,
it
looks fine.
Yes.
It's a Wednesday.
All right, let's do the 27th of June. We'll just push it off one day.
Oh, you guys are easy.
Aren't
yes,
we good?
We are. That's how we roll here. That's how we roll.
7 p.m. Wednesday, June 27th, BZA. Tentative reschedule.
Okay, and then you'll do the notices and you'll let us, you'll confirm with us, I assume, Susan.
Let everybody else know. Let Mark,
right.
I guess Mark's not here.
So. Okay, anything else? Staff? No? Okay. Then I will.
Just a publication of legal notice. You get to that?
What is this, pray tell? Publication
this
of legal notice?
This is kind of our outline that we go through to do minutes.
Okay.
So okay.
That's in the, like, at the bottom.
So these are basically just your notes then?
It helps, yes. It's kind of our outline to do minutes.
Okay. Oh, okay. That's fine.
Yeah, I really hate the fact that we have to rewrite this out or speak it into this thing a second time. I've become dependent on this.
I know, I have.
It just takes too much time. If it's an easy case, then you're like,
I think that'll be some of the things that are discussed when we have
right.
the training session to kind of like what finding of facts actually are. Going through Duncan vs. Middlefield and then actually writing finding the facts.
Right. I think it would be helpful. I don't think that anybody here needs to be handheld. And maybe we were previously, up until recently, being a little bit handheld. But I think we need a little more guidance or just maybe suggestions on the topics, at least. Services and the neighborhood character and things like that, so that it doesn't become an essay task for whoever's going
to
make it.
Well, and I also think everyone needs to be able to do that.
I totally agree.
Everyone has to be able to do that. So the training is
100% agree.
I don't know if I'm doing it right. I'm just doing it because no one else stepped up to do it.
Right.
So
and
he's
going to
train
it.
Me tonight. I'm going to get trained.
I used to do it, and I don't know. Yes, and I don't know if I'm doing it. So.
All right.
Are we adjourned? Okay.
Not yet.
I'm going to be adjourned.
Okay.
what time?
7:45.